Good evening. Lovely you could join us tonight for Carols. My name's Mike. I've had the privilege of being the interim pastor here for the last year. So I've got three confessions to make this Christmas. First of all, this year for me has been, I've had more visits to the doctor this year than any other year, even to the point of, I didn't even know whether I'd have a voice tonight this week. So we've got a voice, that's great, probably from the singing. Second confession, I keep this shirt to wear once a year, okay? My wife Rhonda bought it for me a number of years ago. She hasn't even told me how much it cost, lest I be offended, I suppose. And the most scandalous confession, I grew up in New South Wales. Now for me, as a kid, that meant playing rugby league. If you play rugby league, it's kind of a rough game, you know, you're sort of tough. Remember, I was 16, playing a game, and fell over awkwardly on the field and injured my shoulder. And I knew it badly hurt. So I walked off the field, they took me to hospital, it was Mount Druitt Hospital. The doctors could see it was serious, so they sent me down for x-rays. So down to the x-rays in a wheelchair. And I was taken through these long corridors, finally arrived there. I had the x-rays and I was told, just wait there, we'll be back for you in a few minutes. 5 hours later, a worker came up and said, are you still here? And I was cold, I didn't have a shirt on, I was sitting in the hospital, in the back end of the hospital. I'd been forgotten by the system. Another medical episode. Several years later, Rhonda went to see a specialist. And we arrived at the hospital, went to the general waiting area, because this served several doctors. So you wait in the general waiting area, and then they call your name and say, oh, into the doctor. No, there's another waiting area. So we went into the next waiting area, and then they call your name for another waiting area, and this is where you fill in the form. And then a bit later, they call your name again. And actually, next time it was into the doctor. So there were these several barriers, like several rooms you had to go through to get into the doctor. It was quite removed. These two experiences, the first one being forgotten by the system, and the second one, barrier after barrier of waiting rooms to get in to see the doctor, kind of shows that sometimes being a patient feels a bit, you feel a bit neglected or left out of things. You can feel the doctors are a bit removed, they're a bit separate from you. You've kind of have all these barriers to get through. You've got to line up, wait, queue, fill in forms, just to be seen. Now, that's not every doctor's like this. There's great doctors out there. Thank you for your service. But it's easy sometimes to feel there's a barrier between the medical profession and the rest of us. And trying to get in can seem a little bit difficult. I wonder if you ever felt like that, if you had that experience that you were kind of felt like it was hard to get in to see a doctor. Now, this is a picture of a movie called The Doctor that was released in 1991. Anyone seen that movie? Stars William Hurt. If you haven't seen it, fantastic movie. Now, William Hurt plays a doctor, Jack McKee. This guy is a brilliant surgeon, but he's a surgeon who's very removed from his patients. In surgery, he plays music, sings to himself. He really treats his patients like pieces of meat. He doesn't connect with them at all. He's a good surgeon, but never gets emotionally involved with any of his patients. So here's him leading the other doctors around, junior doctors. He tells the interns, there's a danger of feeling too strongly about your patients, a danger of becoming too involved. Surgery is about judgment, and as the judge, you have to be detached. Now, not all doctors are like this. But Jack McKee represents a side of the medical system that stays aloof and removed from the patients. No personal involvement. This got me thinking. I wonder if some of our experiences in the medical system kind of maybe for some people parallel how they feel towards God. To some people, God seems a bit like Dr. Jack McKee. There are some similarities. I mean, God is kind of in heaven. He's up there, a bit of removed and distant from us. God is holy and righteous. So there's like a moral distance between us. And imagine God has got a lot on his mind. He's running the universe. And so maybe God doesn't make appointments very easily with ordinary people. And if God is like a judge, then he has to remain like Dr. Jack McKee. He has to remain detached. Now, you can read this. People write this sort of stuff, that their experience or the perception is God is remote from them. He's distant from them. He really doesn't care about them. He stays uninvolved from them. if they want to get an audience with God, there's quite a few hoops you have to jump through in order to get that audience. Wait your turn, dot the I's, cross your T's, fill in the right forms. And all of these barriers exist between God and human beings. Now, this movie takes a fascinating turn. Now, this next one, here's the doctor. He's getting an examination because as the movie goes on, he develops a cough and the cough becomes worse. And finally, he ends up coughing blood. He realizes something is wrong, so he himself goes to see a doctor. He's diagnosed with a cancerous growth on his vocal cord. And so here's the doctor. This next one is the doctor confronted with the idea he now must be pushed around the hospital in a wheelchair. That's a big moment for him. He doesn't want to get, he's removed from his patients, doesn't want to get involved, doesn't care about them. He's now thrust into the world as a patient. Things begin to change. He's confronted with this wheelchair. He's forced to wait in waiting rooms. He now has to fill in all the forms once, twice, three times. He even has to wear the hospital gown, you know, the one with the split down the back that leaves nothing to the imagination. He's subjected to various procedures, most of which are painful and embarrassing. And there's one quite funny scene in the movie where he's medicated and mistaken for another patient, and he goes off to receive an unscheduled barium enema. So he begins to experience what life is like as a patient. And he begins to realize life as a patient can be quite frustrating and difficult. He now starts to interact with some of the other patients, particularly cancer patients. Now, first he keeps to himself, but after a while he starts to talk with them, begins to see these people as human beings. He hears their stories, sees their struggles, and something happens to him that never happened to him as the great surgeon. He begins to feel compassion for them. He's never seen their world. He's never understood their struggles. He was always the surgeon on the other side of the treatment line. Maintained his aloofness, detached, unmoved by what he saw in people. But now as a patient, he begins to talk with patients and experience what they experience, sharing time and space with others and hearing their stories. Things begin to change for the great surgeon, Dak McKee. Now in just a few days, we'll experience Christmas. This is a picture of Christmas, the anniversary of the birth of the baby Jesus. Not born into a wealthy family, not in a big city. Doubts about his parentage in a society where that sort of thing was really important. A child who's laid in a manger because there's nowhere else they can go. A child who is Jewish in a Roman-dominated world. A child who even spends time as a refugee in Egypt, fleeing the persecution of the government. And a child who even comes back from that and grows up in a despised town called Nazareth. Later on, his later life, we see him experiencing human life in all its diversity. He is Jesus with people, experiencing suffering, recognizing and connecting with sick people, frail people, every person in society. Eventually, he arouses the suspicion of the authorities. He's arrested, unfairly tried, and becomes another statistic in the empire. Crucified. A dominated people, just another one of those people we had to deal with. Crucified at Easter time. So here's again the Christmas picture. We hear the announcement at Christmas. God has finally come to rescue people from their slavery. There is good news. Proclaimed for a world, a new king is born. When we hear these stories, we're hearing an announcement. God, many people thought was remote, uncaring, out there, unmoved by human suffering. This God has stepped out of heaven, has come to earth, not only to see what was going on, but to participate in human life. Even human life in its suffering and struggle and difficulty, he starts that life as a baby. In Christ at Christmas, we see that not only does God see and care for the world, he crosses the barrier between heaven and earth. He personally gets involved in our situation. Whatever people thought beforehand about God, Christmas tells us this God is not detached or removed. This is a compassionate God, a God who comes to be with people. This is a God who makes himself vulnerable to suffering in order to connect with people that he loves. So in the story of the doctor, I'll put the stories against one another. In the story of the doctor, Jack McKee becomes a patient, begins to live in the world of patients, hears their stories, learns what life is like as a patient. In the story of Christmas, Jesus, the divine Son of God, becomes a human being, comes to live among us on earth, experiencing everything of what it means to be human. In both cases, the barriers that existed between the person and those they're going to connect with are torn down. A new understanding and compassion is revealed in the story. Back to Christmas. Years before, there was an ancient prophecy. It says this, Isaiah wrote this hundreds of years before. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. Something happens at Christmas. After Christmas, we can no longer make the charge that God is remote or removed. We can't say that God is indifferent or detached. In Jesus, God has come to be with us. I wonder if you've ever felt forgotten by God. Somehow, he's not aware of my struggles or my situation. I wonder if you felt like trying to reach God is like going after through waiting rooms, trying to make appointments that you can never quite make. Trying to fill in the right forms. Hopefully one day you'll get there. Maybe you felt a bit lost in the system. The good news of Christmas is that in Jesus, God has now come to us. He's crossed the barrier. He's not forgotten us. Our struggles are not unnoticed by him. In fact, he knows how we feel. He knows our grief and our losses because he's experienced it himself. Jesus, God in human flesh, has experienced life, human life in all its trials, in all its difficulties. He is compassionate. He is merciful. He is the great high priest who has come, been with us, taken away our sin, and is ready to comfort us in our struggles. So here's Christmas story and the city of Perth. Here we are, Christmas 2023. I'd like to pray for us. So I wonder, can we pray in the light of the story of God crossing the barrier to come to be with us, breaking through any sense of indifference, any sense of being remote, can we pray together? God, we thank you for Christmas, for the opportunity tonight to come and sing, to meet people, to share the good news, to hear the stories retold. We live in a world where there are troubles and griefs. In the past year, Lord, you know the difficulties each one of us has faced, the trials, the crises we've endured. I wonder if you think back on your year, what comes to mind in these areas? I wonder if you've been through a family struggle. I wonder if your work or finances have been challenged this year. I wonder if you've experienced complications in relationships. Perhaps you've had health challenges this year. And maybe to some extent we've experienced all of these, but I wonder, is there something that comes to mind for you? Lord, you know the tears we've cried. You know the loneliness we've felt. You also know the joys and celebrations that we've seen in this past year. Thank you that Christmas tells us, Emmanuel, God is with us. You are not removed or distant, but have come to us and experienced life as we live it. You know the feelings, you know the situations. Thank you, in our personal situation, you are not distant or removed. Thank you, you do not hold us at arm's length. Lord, just as you came to the manger that morning, would you come to us now? to comfort us and sustain us in our lives. Lord, hear our prayers. We hope for a world where one day peace will reign and every tear will be wiped away. May we know the hope of Emmanuel, of the God who is with us. Lord, bless our families, our communities, and our world with the caring and comforting presence of Jesus. And sustain us with the hope that one day all things will be made new. May the light of Christmas be yours this year. Merry Christmas.